Lesson 2. John Blake wanted a job in a museum. The director of the museum wanted to see him. John went to see the director, but the director wasn't ready for him. John had to wait. While he was waiting, he was looking at the exhibits. While looking at the exhibits, he met a very ugly and nasty man. The man had a stiff arm, and what's more, there was a scar on his face. From now on, we are going to call him Scarface. Scarface told John that he was annoying him.
Annoying him?
Yes, annoying him, making him angry.
Daddy, come to play with me.
Not now, darling. I'm reading my newspaper.
But, Daddy, I want you to be an elephant.
An elephant?
Yes, I want to sit on your back and ride round the room.
No, Margaret, I'm not going to be an elephant. You're not going to ride on me.
But I want to.
You won't, and don't annoy me. Don't make me angry. I want to read my newspaper.
Daddy, come and be an elephant.
Stop annoying me.
I want to ride on you.
Margaret, stop annoying me. Stop making me angry or I'll smack your bottom.
Mummy, Mummy, Daddy doesn't want to play with me. He says I'm annoying him. He says I'm making him angry. He doesn't want to be an elephant.
All right, my sweetie pie. Mummy will be an elephant. Come on, sit on my back, darling.
Oh, I see. Scarface said that John was annoying him, making him angry.
And he said John was following him.
Following him?
Don't come after me.
I'm not coming after you.
You are. You are coming after me. You're following me all the time.
So Scarface said John was annoying him and he was following him. Following him. And did he say anything else?
Listen to the dialogue and you will see.
Hey, you!
Me?
Yes, you. You're annoying me.
I'm annoying you.
You're following me, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not following you.
You're following me.
I'm not.
And annoying me.
I'm sorry.
What are you looking at?
I'm not looking at anything.
You were looking at something. You were looking at my face, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
I have a scar on my face, haven't I?
Yes, you have a scar.
Then you were looking at my face.
Yes. No. Yes.
Were you looking at my hands?
I wasn't looking at anything.
I have big hands, haven't I?
Yes, you have big hands. Ouch! Oh. Let me go.
Don't follow me again.
Let me go. Ah!
Don't look at me again.
Let me go.
Don't annoy me again.
Excuse me, sir.
Well, John was lucky. The museum attendant came, and Scarface let John go. Scarface went away very angrily.
Why was he so angry?
He was angry because he was looking at something very important when John came.
What was Scarface looking at?
A pendant.
A pendant? Is that a piece of jewelry?
Yes, it's a piece of jewelry. Women wear pendants.
Is it a brooch?
No, it is not a brooch, but it is made to hang from a brooch.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Barbara. Happy birthday.
Here is something for you, Barbara.
Oh, Alec, what a beautiful box.
Guess what's inside?
I know. It must be a piece of jewellery. What else could be in such a beautiful box?
A good guess, but what piece of jewellery?
Well, a pair of earrings.
No.
Then a bracelet.
No.
Perhaps a necklace.
Not a necklace.
Then I don't know. Help me guess.
Something to pin on your dress and something to hang from it.
Ah, a brooch with a pendant. Oh, let me see, let me see.
Oh.
Isn't it wonderful? I've never seen such a beautiful pendant. Thank you very much, Alec.
So a pendant is made to hang from a brooch. But why was this pendant so important to Scarface?
You will hear about it later. But now let's go back to the attendant and John.
Excuse me, sir. Are you all right, sir? Oh.
Yes. I'm all right now. Thank you. That man, he was looking at this.
At this pendant, sir?
Yes, at this pendant. He was looking at this pendant.
Well, this is a museum, sir. He was looking at the exhibits.
He was looking at this pendant?
Yes, sir. Now, sir, the director is waiting for you.
Come in. Oh, is that Mr. Blake?
Yes, sir, this is Mr. Blake.
Oh, good afternoon. Come in, Mr. Blake.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir.
Sit down, please, Mr. Blake.
Thank you, sir.
Don't sit in this chair, Mr. Blake. This is my chair.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Sit in that chair over there.
Yes, sir.
I can imagine how annoyed the director was when John sat in his chair.
He was. Well, you will hear about the angry director later, but now... Exercise your English. Exercise one. Listen to the example.
Are you following me?
No, I'm not following you.
Listen, speak, listen.
Are you following me?
No, I'm not following you.
Are you looking at my hands?
No, I'm not looking at your hands.
Is the director waiting for him?
No, the director isn't waiting for him.
Is John carrying an umbrella?
No, John isn't carrying an umbrella.
Is he going to the director's office?
No, he isn't going to the director's office.
Are they looking at the old jewellery?
No, they aren't looking at the old jewellery.
Is John Blake looking for the director's office?
No, John Blake isn't looking for the director's office.
Is the director expecting Blake?
No, the director isn't expecting Blake.
Are the visitors looking at the pendant?
No, the visitors aren't looking at the pendant.
Exercise two. Listen to the example.
You're following me. Don't follow me.
Listen, speak, listen.
You're following me. Don't follow me.
You're looking at my hands. Don't look at my hands.
You're looking at that pendant. Don't look at that pendant.
You're annoying me. Don't annoy me.
You're laughing at him. Don't laugh at him.
You're waiting for him. Don't wait for him.
You're phoning your girlfriend. Don't phone your girlfriend.
You're taking your umbrella with you. Don't take your umbrella with you.
Exercise 3. Listen to the example.
Don't follow me again. I know he was following me.
Listen, speak, listen.
Don't follow me again. I know he was following me.
Don't look at my hands again. I know he was looking at my hands.
He was laughing at me.
Don't look for the director again. I know he was looking for the director.
Don't phone your girlfriend again. I know he was phoning his girlfriend.
Exercise 4. Listen to the example.
I'm not annoying anybody.
But you were annoying somebody.
Listen, speak, listen.
I'm not annoying anybody.
But you were annoying somebody.
I'm not looking at anything.
But you were looking at something.
He isn't following anybody.
But he was following somebody.
They aren't looking for anything.
But they were looking for something.
I'm not waiting for anybody.
But you were waiting for somebody.
He isn't expecting anybody.
But he was expecting somebody.
He isn't carrying anything.
But he was carrying something.
They aren't looking at anything.
But they were looking at something.
Exercise 5. Listen to the example.
Don't sit in this chair. Sit in that one over there.
Listen, speak, listen.
Don't sit in this chair. Sit in that one over there.
Don't go into this room. Go into that one over there.
Don't take this pen. Take that one over there.
Don't use this lift. Use that one over there.
Don't buy this shirt. Buy that one over there.
Don't visit this museum. Visit that one over there.
Don't follow this girl. Follow that one over there.
Don't send her this card. Send her that one over there.
Don't put on this coat. Put on that one over there.
Exercise 6. Repeat each sentence. Be sure to get the intonation right.
You're following me, aren't you? You're looking at my face, aren't you? I have big hands, haven't I? He's all right now, isn't he? They were looking at the exhibits, weren't they? This is a museum, isn't it? The director is waiting for John, isn't he? John was carrying an umbrella, wasn't he? He was talking to the museum attendant, wasn't he? He was looking for the director's office, wasn't he? The director has a nice office, hasn't he? He's expecting John, isn't he?
And now, here is our story once again. John Blake was waiting for the director of the museum when a man spoke to him.
Hey, you!
Me?
Yes, you. You're annoying me.
I'm annoying you?
You're following me, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not following you.
You're following me.
I'm not.
And annoying me.
I'm sorry.
What are you looking at?
I'm not looking at anything.
You were looking at something. You were looking at my face, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
I have a scar on my face, haven't I?
Yes, you have a scar.
Then you were looking at my face.
Yes. No. Yes.
Were you looking at my hands?
I wasn't looking at anything.
I have big hands, haven't I?
Yes, you have big hands. Ouch! Oh. Let me go.
Don't follow me again.
Let me go. Ah!
Don't look at me again.
Let me go.
Don't annoy me again.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Are you all right, sir? Oh.
Yes. I'm all right now. Thank you. That man, he was looking at this.
At this pendant, sir?
Yes, at this pendant. He was looking at this pendant.
Well, this is a museum, sir. He was looking at the exhibits.
He was looking at this pendant?
Yes, sir. Now, sir, the director is waiting for you.
Come in. Oh, is that Mr. Blake?
Yes, sir, this is Mr. Blake.
Oh, good afternoon. Come in, Mr. Blake.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir.
Sit down, please, Mr. Blake.
Thank you, sir.
Don't sit in this chair, Mr. Blake. This is my chair.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Sit in that chair over there.
Yes, sir.
Now, so you are John Blake.
Will John Blake get the job? Will he see the man with the scar again? What is the mystery of the pendant? Listen to the next episode of The Missing Jewel. This series.